Good morning. How's it going? You guys had a good Christmas time? Are you guys ready for the new year? I'm pumped up for the new year. I think it's going to be awesome. God is good. God is great, right? And He is for us. He's not against us. And I'm really looking forward for 2018, although I had a blast in 2017. It was not everything easy, but it was good. Right? Do you guys got a good 2017? Have you taken a little bit of the time to reflect on all the great things that God did to you throughout this year? I would like to pray. I'll read one verse and we'll dive in into what I'm calling today Vision Sunday. I think today, I'm hope. As we live here today, we are with one mind and one heart in unity towards 2018 together. I think you hear a little bit about my heart, what I believe God is taking us, and I think what kind of journey we'll take together in 2018. So let me pray, and then we'll spend some time having a conversation, really, about 2018. Lord Jesus, we put our lives before you, Father, and we know that we are completely dependent on you. So many times the new year come and we have all these resolutions and we're trying to leave you aside while doing them. But reality is that we are dependent on you even to achieve the goals in our own personal lives and let alone in our church. I pray that Delaware Christian Church would often pray in 2018, your will be done in our lives. May we as individuals always pray that, Father. May your will be done in our lives. So many times we have dreams and all these goals, but they are outside of the scope of what you have for us. So help us to align ourselves with your mind, with your vision, what you have, with your heart, in order to live a fulfilled life, blessed lives. I pray that this morning as we're talking about the future of Delaware Christian Church, especially the year of 2018, I pray that you use me as a vessel, that what would come out of my mouth today is specifically what you have for us, Lord. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would love to start this conversation because it's really a conversation. If you came here today expecting a sermon, you're not going to get one, all right? We're going to have a conversation here together about the future of Delaware Christian Church. I would like to start this verse, reading from you from Psalm 133, verse 1. Okay, as I was sitting here worshiping, this psalm came into my mind, and I was like, I need to start with this one. So here's what it says. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity. I'll read that again. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity. And that's what I really envisioned for us this morning, to be in unity of one mind, to have a conversation about 2018 and what God is trying to do with us and through us in this new year to come. Here's why I'm doing this, having a conversation, because the church is not about the pastor, the church is not about the staff, the church is about the people, right? It is about you. It is not about me. It is about us. It is about us together collectively praying and searching God's heart for what He has for us. So throughout the year of 2017, I prayed and I asked God for wisdom and discernment into guiding you. And one thing was clear is that we are not alone, that we are together on this, that we will make Delaware Christian Church a great place. Not Sam, not the elders, not the staff, not the leadership. We. This is not Sam's church. This is not your specific church. It's our church. So we ought to look forward to what is best for us together as a whole, not as an individual. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I understood this year and that I want us to start realizing that this is about us. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says this, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is who keeps the law, right? See, let me tell you what this verse is about. This verse is about putting ourselves under God's direction. The word prophetic vision there is this idea that God speaks to his people and he guides them. People who does not have God's guidance, they do not know where to go. They cast restraint. They just go whenever they please. And that's not what godly people do. That's not what we are called to do as a church. We ought to obey God's law. And God's law is not necessarily the Ten Commandments. It's really God's direction to our lives. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1-3, the prophet is asking God for direction. And God speaks to him. But before he's got spoken by God, he puts himself in a position to receive God's message. I love this. He says this, I'll take my stand at my watch post and station myself at the tower. You know what he's doing there? He's looking for a specific place to hear from God, right? He goes to the stop place to be closer to God. There's this whole idea in the Old Testament that the higher you were physically, the closer you were to God. And so many times we still carry on that. So the stand post is the place where people looked from afar. They could see afar, right? And look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. See, he's bringing a lot of things to God, and we all are. And as your pastor, as a church, I am putting our life, our vision, our goals, our direction towards God. And I'm saying, God, Here we are. Here's Delaware Christian Church. What are you speaking to us? That's my complaint. Where are you taking us? And the Lord answered me. He answered Habakkuk and he says, write the vision. Make it plain on the tables so he may run who reads it. For still the vision waits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So what he says like this, I'm going to speak to you. You write it down, give it to the people. They'll run with it, right? But when they don't, if the vision doesn't come to fulfillment right away, wait it because everything has its right time. So wait for the right time. Don't lose your patience. Don't lose your kindness. Wait on the Lord. And at the right time, it will come through it because God's vision, God's prophecy, it always gets fulfilled. It never delays. It's in the right time. 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago when I was first hired, I came to Delaware and I walked through those doors. I was greeted with a great greeting. I was amazed to see the kind of greeting that I come. And I come into the sanctuary, I went through the service, and I left this place with my heart filled. I knew exactly what God was going to do next. I knew it would be difficult for my family and I to move from where we were. I knew be starting a new ministry would be difficult. But I knew in my heart that God had something planned for us together. I remember sitting in the last row of chairs and just going through the service. And my heart, my mind was full of ideas. My heart was full of love for this place. Like, man, we're going to rock. We're going to be awesome together. And I start, we left here, and I don't think Laura minds me saying this. It's like, babe, this is where we're coming. And she looked at me. She's like, no, not yet. We're not moving. She's like, no, she's not. It's not about the place. It's not about Delaware. It's not about the church. We're just not about to move. I was like, no, we're coming. We're coming. I heard from God. And in our drive home, we were having conversations. And she's like, I got you. I got your heart. I got you. I will follow you wherever you go, right? I was like, all right, sounds good. Let's go to Hawaii or something, right? And then she's like, well, no, we don't have money for that. So anyways, if she would just stop buying clothes, you know. It's not true. I'm the one who buys stuff. Anyways, so we left here, and by the time we got back to Jacksonville, the place I came from, we knew that God had planned for us to be here together with you. And I remember in my drive here back here in September 15 or 16, I can't remember exactly, this vision of Michelangelo, the Sistine Chapel. Do you know the Sistine Chapel, right? Michelangelo put that together as a masterpiece. I remember driving here, guys, and I'm not making this up, okay? I remember driving here and seeing that picture. Michelangelo is one of my favorite artists, okay? I'm sure it's most of you guys, and he did some amazing stuff. And I remember driving here and seeing the Sixtine Chapel, and God saying, listen, together with Delaware Christian Church people, we are going to make a masterpiece. Clear. We are going to make a masterpiece. What we don't know about the masterpiece, about the Sixtine Chapel, and all the from Genesis to the Last Judgment, is that that he put it out there, is that it is a journey. A masterpiece is not about the end product. It's about the journey, right? We always think about the end result of a vision. We never think about the journey. And God's like, listen, it's not only about the masterpiece that will be created. It is also about the journey. So enjoy every step of the way. God can reveal to us a masterpiece, but it is up to you and I to go to work, right? It is up to you and I to put up our sleeves and work in order to see that which God has already planned, already seen, already made it come into fruition. One of my favorite quotes from Michelangelo is this, that he says that, I'm paraphrasing here. He says, I pick up any marble and the statue is already in there. I just chip off what is not part of the statue. That's how he made David, the statue of David. He just picked up this imperfect marble, and he just started chipping it away a little bit at a time until you have this beautiful art. And I do believe that God has already this master piece planted in his mind, and our job is to get this marble and to chip it away while it is not part of God's plan for Delaware Christian Church. Are you with me? It is for you and I to put ourselves before God and to ask him, where are you taking us? How are we going to become this masterpiece? It's not about what we want. It's about what God has already planned for us in his wisdom and discernment. We can reveal, I believe, God's masterpiece here in Delaware Christian Church. Bill Hybels, the famous pastor, he puts this. A picture, he defines a vision, right? And he says, a vision is this. It's a picture of the future that produces passion in us. It is a picture of the future that produces passion in us. I don't know if you have ever visited Delaware Christian Church website. But right on about us, there is one little place that says welcome, okay? And I wrote this my first week here. Danny, you might help me. Second week here, I wrote this, and I was like, and as I was writing, I felt like it was not me. It was me, but like I felt like this is what God's masterpiece is for us. So I want to read it for you because I want you to get this. I think this is God's heart for us, and this is where we're going in the future, not only next year, but in the years to come. Imagine a church where everyone is welcome, accepted, renewed, restored, no matter gender, color, race, nationality. All are given equal opportunity to pursue Jesus in worship. Can you imagine a place like that? A church like that? Where the imperfect and sinful find God's forgiveness and are given the opportunity to join God in his kingdom work here in Delaware. Imagine a place where imperfect people find their God-given purpose of impact and influence in the world. Imagine a church, Delaware Christian Church, where the Spirit of God and grace flow freely in the life of every member. Imagine a place where experiencing God's power is not a concept, but a reality. It is more important than personal and individual gain. Imagine a church where the supernatural power of God is not talked about it, but experienced it through prayer. Where prayer is not something people do, but people's life support. Imagine a place where prayer moves people and God closer together to accomplish God's mission in Delaware. Where broken hearts are put back together, marriages are put back together, and are renovated. Relationships are restored. People are given second, third, fourth chances. Imagine a place where people seek holiness and hate sin. Where redemption moves from concept to a reality of a life lived on earth. Imagine a place where there's no gossip, no cliques, no preferred people, but transparency, honesty, sincerity, and ministry. And ministry is for the people, not for specific individuals or group. Imagine a place where people are passionate for God's word, devoted to prayer, and truthful in worship. Would you want to be part of a church like that? Would you want to be part of a church like that? That's, I believe, is God's masterpiece that he's building up for us. I think this is where God wants us to go, to be this kind of church that is accepting, that is loving, that is kind, that is not judgmental, that when a pastor who can't speak English is speaking, people are listening. Where there's no division, that we are one, we are committed with Christ, is represented in a way that is impactful. And to achieve that, we have something that we call our own personal vision, Delaware Christian Church vision, and I believe it is going to be up there for you. And this is it. This is our personal vision. Imagine Delaware Christian Church, us, being exuberant faith community. I love that word exuberant, right? When you think of that word, help me out. You can speak out, you know that. What does the word exuberant brings to mind? What do you think of when you hear that word? Exciting. What else? Huh? Enthusiastic. Help me out. Full of life. One more. Love. You know what I think of? Ugly Sweater Sunday. See, it is all of that. It's about us enjoying life with Christ together. Being excited about the future, the present, and what God is doing. That's what the word really means to us. A faith community that strives to experience God. That was 2017, wasn't it? Remember in January 2017, I said, listen, this year is about experiencing God. We got to experience God this year. And we planned sermons and services and programs and ministries in a way that would help you to experience God's presence. I have talked to many of you lately, and many of you have said, Sam, there's life back here. I can see God's presence in this place. The Spirit of God is moving. I can see healing taking place. I can see excitement once again. This church feels like home. You know why? Because God is here, and we are often experiencing His presence and being overwhelmed by Him. Strives to experience God, to grow in faith. That's 2018 for us, guys. 2018 is a year of growth. That's what we're going to focus on this year, is to grow. 2018 is a year of growth. And I'm going to talk more about that, because when we hear growth, we talk about numbers. And I'm going to specify what kind of growth we're talking about. And the last part of our vision is that we would impact Delaware and the world for Jesus. So when I started here, we were sitting in a men's ministry meeting, and I believe I remember God saying, listen, 2017 is about experiencing me, 2018 is about growth, and 2019 is about impact. So God is building this foundation within us so that we can go out and impact Delaware and Delaware County for Jesus. But that's still to come. And how we accomplished our vision, how we're going to accomplish that, is through our mission. And this is what our mission is. This is Delaware Christian Church mission. Our mission is to our existence is based on reaching those who are far away from God by showing them God's love. That's what it's about. We want to experience God. We want to grow. We want to impact. So to reach those who are far away from God. Let me translate reaching those who are far away from God for you. Let me put it very simple. This is what I mean. This is what we mean when we say that. Here's what we say is that everyone in Delaware City, let's start here at home. Everyone in Delaware City, every single person, must be given an opportunity to experience God's presence, to grow in faith, and to impact and influence the world. See, that's what we are called to do. We are called to give every single person in Delaware an opportunity to connect to Christ, have their lives being changed so that they can transform, change, influence, and impact the world in which they live. That's what God is calling us to do. He's like, your goal, Sam, your goal, Delaware Christian Church, is to give people of all kinds in Delaware the opportunity to connect with me. And we must do that. Give people the opportunity. That's our calling. That's our calling. And that's what 2017 was about, wasn't it? Giving people this opportunity to experience God, to connect with Him. What a great year we had. Wouldn't you agree with me? Last night we were at the church staff Christmas party. All of us, we were there. The only one we were missing was Julie Smith. And we were just sitting there and talking. And I made one question only. And I said, like, what was your favorite part of 2017 in your ministry? What about Delaware Christian Church? What was it your favorite part? What was that one thing that was, like, remarkable? Can you think of that one thing that was remarkable for you? Right? Many things God did last year. Think about all the baptism. That's what I said. Think about all the baptism. Like, we had, like, over 20-some people being baptized in 2017. God was moving in the midst of His people. He was moving in the heart, and He was continuing to add to the numbers here. Think about VBS. We had the biggest VBS, as far as I know. I believe that was the biggest VBS we have ever had at Delaware Christian. Kids were excited. Volunteers were excited. Lives were touched. People came here and was edified. I think about Fall Fest. As far as I know, also, Fall Fest was the biggest Fall Fest we have ever had in Delaware Christian Church, right? Over close to 1,000 people was here. God did some amazing things. But among them, I believe, it is the life that He brought back to Delaware Christian Church. The sense of healing, the sense of comfort, this comfort that comes only from Him. He redeemed us, He restored us, and He's setting us apart for His own glory and His own fame. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, 21, chapter 5, verses 17 to 21 says this. Paul talked to the Corinthian church. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. We read this sometimes as for individual, but we need to read that as a church today, okay? I want you to read that as a church. If we are in Christ, we are a new creation. I know the past. About 2 years ago, you went through some a tough transition, but let me tell you what. Christ, when you are in Christ, you become a new creation. The old has gone, behold, something new has come. Right? That's what Paul says. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. Listen, we are a new Delaware Christian Church. God is moving in us. He's doing some amazing things, and He'll continue to do that. He has been giving us a new life. All this is from God. It's nothing that you did or I did. It's something that God is doing, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Can I translate to you what that is? It is experiencing God, growing in faith, and impacting the world for Jesus. That's what we're called to do. That's what Paul is saying. What Christ has given us has been said in the Bible a few years ago. Many years ago. Many, many years ago. Who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciled to the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, giving people the opportunity to connect with God, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we may become the righteousness of God. God has given us this ministry where we connect people to him so that they can become righteous people. Isn't that a great goal to have? And so in 2017, we moved from independence on God, from being dependent on God. We pursued excellence. In 2018, we will continue to do this. We are receiving healing. We are being healing. We gave this great opportunity to care for people, and we will continue to do that. We move from fear of being alive to have life and being excited about that. We started to feel like family again. We start to feel like a community that cares for one another and move together. But it's not about what we are, it's about what we'll become. It's not about what we are today, it's about what we'll become. And so this year, as I said, is about growth. And the growth that I'm talking about here, it is not a numerical growth. It is a spiritual growth. It is a ministerial growth. And it is organizationally growth. I believe God has called us to grow in our spiritual walk with him. Throughout this year, we're going to, all my sermons, all the teachings, all the ministries, is going to be thinking about this. How can we grow God's people closer to him? How can their faith be stretched? How can they grow in their faith? How they can grow in their walk with Jesus? It's going to be all about growth. How can you mature in Jesus Christ? Because that's the goal of the Christian life, isn't it? To mature. We will not remain the same. We will grow. We will mature. Grow means life, right? All living things grow. Think about plants, companies. What about human beings, right? Watch babies. They learn how to crawl, to talk, and then they are answering back to you, right? And you feel like smacking them. As individuals, we grow into total dependency from their parents. But hey, when we're talking about Christian walk, when we talk about the spiritual journey of maturity, right, we don't go in independency. We grow in dependency on God. And that's what we're going to do this year. Grow and learn to depend on God. As we grow and mature in our relationship with him, we realize how much we need him. And so we are consistently going to put ourselves before God. So the sermons this year is going to be about growth. It's going to be about growing with Christ. And we're going to start with a sermon series on stewardship. And we're going to know about God and who God is and how to love him and how to follow him more closely. And through the Easter sermon series, we're going to talk about God's ways and his work, how he worked in the life of his people in the Bible and how he's going to work in our lives. And then after that, we're going to talk about marriage. A lot of us, we're struggling in our marriages, so we're going to talk about that. We have some cool stuff planned for that series. And then we're going to talk about parenting and manhood and womanhood, how we can grow as individuals, as families, towards Christ. We have one big small group that's going to help us to deep ourselves in knowledge of the Word of God. On Wednesday nights, starting in January, we're going to have 6 weeks of Bible study where we're going to come here to the church and we're going to have a meal. We're going to share a meal together. We're going to sit on tables and we're going to hear a teaching and we're going to talk about it. We're going to converse and grow in faith and knowledge and fellowship. But starting in the summer and leaning to the fall, we're going to go back to small groups. We want to be the kind of church that cares for one another and love and grow deeper in the relationship. So we will start a life group or small groups, whatever you're going to call it, back up. Because we know that the best way to care for one another is in small groups, right? The best way to grow as individuals in our faith is through small groups. So we are, for the past years, we are preparing ourselves in order to start small group back up in a way that is healthy, in a way that is going to build us up to be the kind of church that impact Delaware for Jesus. We're going to invest because to grow needs to invest. For you to grow anything, you need to invest on it. So we're going to invest in our worship services. Our worship service is gonna be very impactful. We want you to come in here, and as you sit into these chairs, we want the words of the lyrics being sang and the sermon and the welcoming part be so good, be so excellent that you feel God's presence as you walk in this place. The preaching will be focused on that. The children's ministry is going to change. It's growing, guys. Children's ministry is growing. And we're going to revamp those classrooms. And we're going to invest some of our resources into that ministry. So your kids are excited and coming to church. And you have an hour to relax. Just sit here. Our youth ministry is going to be invested on and continue to grow. Let me tell you, if your kids are not part of Jolt or the Aftershock, let me tell you, they're missing a lot. There's a lot of good things God is doing in those ministries, and you want to be part of that. You'll see a lot of changes physically. We're going to change. The buildings, need some remodeling that's going to come. It's going to happen. We need new bathrooms. We need the classrooms to look a little bit different so that we can accommodate for small groups and for the teachings that's going to happen, for the Sunday school classes that we're starting back up. And there's all these things that God has called us to do, some exciting stuff that's going to allow you to grow in your faith. That's allowed to grow you in your walk with Jesus. And this all happened in 2018. I know change sometimes is difficult. I know change sometimes is not easy because it takes you out of the norm. But 2018, you experienced some changes. I want it to be a year of consistency, okay? That's what I want it to be. I want it to be a year of consistency. A lot of things has changed in 2017, but God has called us to continue to move forward. So it's going to be some changes that deals with consistency. Before I end this sermon, I want to tell you, I want to read two verses, two passages with you. Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. And then Acts 6, verses 1 through 7. This is what Acts 2 says. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Listen, if there is a passage that we will read over and over and over and over again, is this one. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, and the fellowship, and the breaking of bread, and to prayers. Listen, if we're going to mature in our spiritual walk, this is what we got to be doing. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to devote ourselves to teaching. That's why preaching and the one big small group is so important, because it's going to focus you into learning and devoting yourself to the scripture. Fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers. 2017, we're starting up a prayer ministry. You see on the weekly an invitation to be part of that. Listen, a church who does not pray is a church without life. And we need to start praying. And we have Wendy Taylor is helping us putting together this prayer ministry. And I want to invite you to be part of it. We need to devote not only to the teachers but to prayer. And look what happened. Many signs and wonders being done. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. One mind in unity. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending to the temple together and breaking the bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their numbers day by day those who were being saved. Listen, if we want to grow in numbers, it starts by devoting ourselves to Bible, loving one another, and prayer. Right? We want to be this big church. Yeah, but you can't be a big church if you're not in the Word of God, if you're not praying and fellowshipping and loving one another. God does the work. We just need to do what we are called to do. And that's what 2017 is going to be about. We're going to grow and mature in God, and we'll see what He does next. Right? Chapter 6. Now, in these days, when the apostles were increasing in numbers, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrew because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. See, there was something going on here. There are some people being preferred over others, and we're not going to do that, right? We're going to follow the scripture and say, nah, that's not what's going to happen in Delaware Christian Church, because the apostle already learned that lesson for us. And the 12 summoned and the full number of the disciples and said, it is not right that we should give up the preaching and the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the spirit of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. Here's why I brought this up, because at Delaware Christian Church, you're fortunate to have a great group of leaders, guys. Listen, I have been in church all my life, right? My dad's a pastor. I grew up at church. I rebelled for a little while, came back to church, right? Was part of big ministry, small ministry, let me tell you. And I'm honestly saying this. I'm not saying this because they're my boss. I'm telling you because it is truth, okay? I have never met guys who love Jesus more than this crew. I have never met guys who love the church more than these guys. I can call on them at any time and say, hey, Eric, Corey, Rich, all of them, Jeff, Steve, Andy, Danny, please, I can't visit this one, this person in the hospital right now because I'm sick or this or that. Can you go there? All 6 of them, right on it. Guys, I need you help me in prayer. They right there on it. I shared in the table the other day, listen, I want to share the pulpit and I want you guys to preach to everybody. We want to teach. We want to be part of that. Isn't that one of the requirements of 1 Timothy for leaders at the church and Titus, that they would be able to teach, right? You see them doing communion. Listen, you have a great group of leaders who understand their call. And what they said, please, but they devoted themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That's why you guys got here, guys who loves to do that. And what they said, please, the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, and a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and can't pronounce that name, neither can I those one. Then Timon, and can't do that one either, and Nicholas, and I can't say that word, of Antioch, all right? You got it, it's right there for you, that's why I put it up there. This day they sat before the apostles, and they pray and laid their hands on them, and the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. It is not about only devoting ourselves, about having a leadership that allows us to do that, and that's what it's about. Listen, we have a great opportunity here, Delaware, to be the kind of church that glorifies God, where people have the opportunity to connect to God. Where we who are broken and needing God can be searched by Him and restored by Him. Do you want to be part of a church like that? Does some of the things that I said today, it is appealing to you? Listen, if it is, and I want the worship team to come forward and they start playing and I'm done with this part, like, if it is, like, I pray that you expend some time praying to God and ask Him, Father, how can I be part of what you do in the Delaware Christian Church? What is that about me? Why you brought me to this place? And how can I add on to what is being done already? How can you use me in this place? See, here's the thing. Michelangelo, he painted all the 16 chapel ceiling, but he didn't do it alone. There was guys bringing him plaster. There was guys bringing him paint. There was guys building scaffolds for him to be standing and painting. He wasn't alone. And so here's the thing, Delaware Christian Church. We will only reveal the masterpiece of Christ, of that God has for us here, if we join hands together and start to chipping out what is not from God in this place. I can't do it alone. The leadership can't do it alone. The staff can do it alone. We need you to join us in prayer, by volunteering, by giving, by being part of what God is doing in this place. I want to be great because God is great. You have heard me say this many times. I want to be the best church in Delaware. Not to take it away from any other churches out there, but because I want to be the church where people come and they feel God's presence and they can connect with God and they can see their life being restored. In 2000, I came to the U.S. broken, ashamed for the mistakes I made. And one night in a bathtub, thinking about committing suicide, you have heard me say this many times, thinking about committing suicide, I had the opportunity to connect to God. That connection with God, where I pray, God, if you're real, Jesus, and if you love me, and if you take me out of this hole, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. That one connection brought restoration to my life. And if God did that to me, I think He can do that to you, to your marriage, to your professional life, to the brokenness in your heart. He can restore you. If He restored this bald, ugly guy, I am pretty sure He can do amazing things in your life. But you're not alone. There are thousands of people in Delaware who need to be restored, who need to be connected to Jesus. And our opportunity is to give them an opportunity to connect with Jesus. That's what we're called to do. But it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with our restoration so that God can take us out of these walls and bring the ministry of reconciliation to the streets of Delaware. So this year is about us. Continue to heal, to be restored, to be redeemed, to grow and mature in our faith so that we can, in 2019, go out and bring the message of salvation and restoration to those in Delaware who doesn't have it yet. So I pray that you take serious the call to be part of Delaware Christian Church and to join in what God is doing. He's calling you to reveal the masterpiece in this place. Father, we put ourselves before you. We're not worth of this calling. You called the 12 disciples, and today you call us to join you in what you're doing in Delaware. I say yes, and I know we all say yes to the future together with you. Use us, mold us. We want to be great because our God is great. Guide us through 2018. We're so humble to be in your presence and working for you. It's in your holy name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.